And I'm Ashley Thompson.
It's daily news by a remote accompaniment. The Biden administration on Friday provided the first public look inside a U.S. military base where Afghans airlifted out of Afghanistan are being screened amid questions about how the government is caring for the refugees and vetting them. The three-hour tour at Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas, was the first time the media has been granted broad access to one of the eight U.S. military installations housing Afghanistan. But even so, reporters, including those with the Associated Press, were not allowed to talk with any evacuees or spend time with other than a few minutes in areas where they were gathered, with military officials citing privacy concerns. U.S. veterans, lawmakers, and others say that the relaunch of the evacuation flight from Kabul has done little to soothe the fears that the U.S. might abandon countless Afghan allies who risk their lives working alongside American troops. An estimated 200 foreigners, including Americans, left Afghanistan on a commercial flight out of Kabul on Thursday with the cooperation of the Taliban. Some fear the Taliban will not be as accommodating for the Afghans who worked for the U.S. government during the 20-year war. The Taliban promised to let people with travel documents to leave. The White House on Friday released a video of U.S. President Joe Biden giving a speech to commemorate the victims of the September 11th attacks ahead of the 20th anniversary. Nearly 3,000 people were killed, including more than 2,600 at the World Trade Center in New York, after hijackers seized control of airplanes and used them to attack the World Trade Center's Twin Towers and the Pentagon just outside of Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's sweeping new vaccine requirements have Republican governors threatening lawsuits. His unapologetic responses have added. The administration is gearing up for another major clash between federal and state rule. While many details about the rules remain unknown, Biden appears to be on firm legal ground to issue the directive in the name of protecting employee safety, according to several experts interviewed by the Associated Press. Republicans swiftly denounced the mandate that would impact 100 million Americans as government overreach and vowed to sue, and private employers who resist the requirements may do so as well. U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping agreed that in-depth communications are crucial to bilateral ties, according to China's foreign ministry on Friday. The two leaders spoke on the phone Thursday amid growing frustration in Washington that high-level engagement between the two leaders' top advisors has had little effect so far. Biden initiated that call with Xi, the second between the two leaders since Biden took office. Comes at a moment when there is no shortage of thorny issues between the two nations, including cybersecurity breaches originating from China, Beijing's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and what the White House has labeled as coercive and unfair Chinese trade practices. The head of the Louisiana State Police said Friday he wants to know why 67% of his agency uses of force as recent years have been directed at black people, and would welcome a U.S. Justice Department pattern and practice probe into potential racial profiling if that is deemed necessary. He said, if the community is concerned about that, obviously I'm concerned. That's according to Colonel Lamar Davis to the Associated Press in an interview. He said that he's a black male and he doesn't want to feel like he's going to be stopped and thrown across a car just because of that, and he doesn't want anyone else to feel that way. A section of mountain on the outskirts of Mexico City gave way Friday, plunging rocks the size of small homes onto a densely populated neighborhood and leaving at least one person dead and 10 others missing. Firefighters scaled a three-story pile of rocks that appeared to be resting on houses in a part of Mexico State. It surrounds the capital on three sides. As rescuers climbed the immense pile of debris, they occasionally raised their fists in the air, which is the familiar sign for silence to listen for people trapped below. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.